This is Sean with Voices of St. Joan of Arc, and I'm speaking with Charlie Rivard. Is that how you pronounce your name, Charlie?
Yes, Charlie Rivard.
All right. So what year were you born and in what city?
I was born in 1964 in Indianapolis, Indiana.
And then where'd you go to high school and grade school?
I went to grade school at Immaculate Heart of Mary.
Okay.
And I went to high school at Park Tudor.
And then how did you get connected to St. Joan of Arc?
So in sometime probably in the year of 1964, I was baptized at St. Joan of Arc. So my parents were, my dad was not a Catholic. My mother was Catholic. And, you know, for whatever reason, I cannot tell you why I was baptized there, but that's where I was baptized. My great uncle, Father Edwin Somm, was a pastor at Immaculate Heart of Mary. And most of my cousins were baptized by him. And I may or may not have been baptized by him, but no matter what, it was done at St. Joan of Arc.
Okay. So when did you start, going to church at St. Joan of Arc? Did you attend school there at all? No, you didn't attend school, but when did you start going to church there?
So probably it's been off and on probably since the 90s.
So what about the church itself do you really, enjoy that keeps bringing you back?
Well, so anyway, about 1997 is when I really got serious about going back to church. And that was the year that my father had died. And it was kind of there to support my mother, help her get around and that kind of thing. And lo and behold, it just kind of, I was at the time, I really liked Father Pat. And then Father Guy came along and it just kind of set the hooks. Me and he and I have had very good connection. And I just really, I like what he has to say. I like how he does it. And it's been a good fit for me. I've become involved with the French market and started off really working money counters and things like that. And it really became something that was just a little bit too challenging for me. And so I decided to get a little bit more involved in the food committee. And I've worked very closely with Rob Halter over the years. And that has been something that I really enjoy quite a bit.
Okay.
And, yeah.
So what are some of your just favorite moments, like specific situations that you recall that kind of stand out that you just make you love the church and the people?
I guess I would say French Market has just been that binder for me. And I've certainly had, several funerals. And, I was not married at St. Joan of Arc, but I still have been to a couple of weddings. It has a lot of connections there. My son attended, kindergarten and grade school at St. Joan of Arc, and that kind of also became something where we just became more involved. So
if you were going to describe it, somebody who was interested, maybe family that was interested in going there, how would you describe it to somebody interested?
I mean, it's a true neighborhood community, but the people really, in many cases, make you feel like family. And there's a closeness that I have developed with a lot of different people and a lot of different age groups, and I really enjoy that because, especially now that my parents are gone, I enjoy having older friends that I still have a connection with. And some of these people knew my parents, some of them didn't. Be that as it may, it's still, I enjoy having that older influence in my life, even as I become one of the older people.
Have you seen a decent amount of people you become friends with the church come into the bike line? I know that you own the bike line in Broderpool.
Yeah, I mean, I see quite a few people come through here, and that's certainly nice. And we've been, I have certainly supported the church through my business as well. So,
Well, is there anything else you'd like to add just overall about the church and your experience?
It's just a beautiful place, and I've been to a lot of different churches around the city, but St. Joan of Arc has got some things going on that just other places don't seem to have, and it's a beautiful place, very historical, and just some, I don't know, got a good vibe. The whole thing has a really good vibe to it.
Okay. Well, Charlie, I really appreciate your time, and actually yesterday we interviewed Father Guy. It was pretty great. It's pretty. Mm-hmm. It was. Well, there's been about 60 or so that we've already completed out of the 100, but or the first 100. But yeah, you should listen to Father's. It was pretty great yesterday. And
awesome.
And just stay in line. But I'm going to close this one out.
Okay.